My name is Alexa Roland, and I'm an outreach and recruitment analyst at IIE in the New York City office. And so thank you all so much for joining us today. We're going to cover some U.S. Scholar opportunities in which political science and or public administration disciplines are preferred. So just to give you a feel of the overall program opportunities and opportunities specific to your discipline and your field. So to get us started, we're going to just cover the history of the program. The Fulbright program mission really doesn't get lost on reviewers, and so it's important for you all to know of the history and kind of understand where the mission comes from. So in 1945, after World War II, Senator J. William Fulbright of Arkansas introduced a bill to use surplus war property in order to fund an increase in mutual understanding between people of the U.S. and people of other countries. President Truman then signed the bill into law in 1946, and Congress created the Fulbright Program. The primary source of funding for the Fulbright Program is an annual appropriation by the U.S. Congress to the U.S. Department of State's Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs, also known as ECA. And so if you've attended our webinars already or some of our on-campus presentations perhaps, you're definitely hearing a lot of acronyms. And so this is just another one to add to the list. So ECA just stands for the Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs. And then my organization, IIE, administers the program on behalf of ECA here in the U.S., and Fulbright commissions and U.S. embassies abroad administer the program overseas. So who are Fulbrighters? Over 380,000 Fulbrights have been awarded since the program's inception in 1946, and they are made up of a number of different types of scholars, including those who go on to become Nobel laureates, Pulitzer Prize recipients, and MacArthur Fellows as well. So this slide is just to give you a feel of kind of the company you'll keep should you be selected to receive a Fulbright Scholar grant. So the core awards are composed of teaching, research, and or teaching research combined activities for 3 to 12 months. Some countries do offer all disciplines awards, whereas others are seeking specific disciplines or specializations, such as the ones we will be covering a bit later on. So overall, we say that there is a Fulbright available in each discipline, and so you'll just want to make sure once you've identified a particular award that you meet those specific requirements and the parameters fit your proposed project. The application deadline for this current competition cycle is Wednesday, August 1st. For most awards, but not all, you will be affiliating with a host institution in country. And so they will act as your home base and will provide the resources you need in order to feasibly conduct the research project you're proposing to do or to feasibly conduct that teaching aspect to your project once you're in country. I will mention here that not all awards require an affiliation, and in fact, some request no affiliation at all. So please don't be deterred if you don't have contacts abroad already. And we'll also talk a bit later on about some tips for developing these contacts abroad if a letter of invitation is required. So overall program eligibility requirements are shown here. Ultimately, you must be a U.S. citizen at the time of application. The other requirements are award specific. Some awards are open to professionals outside of academia, and within the catalog of awards, you can filter the search feature, so you're seeking specifically those awards if that fits your profile. Additionally, some are open to those who currently have their PhD or other terminal degree. So it could be the case that your discipline recognizes a master's as a terminal degree, for example, in fine arts, and oftentimes that is accepted when that requirement is listed. And we also have awards available to postdoctoral candidates as well. Regarding your teaching experience, each award often will list under the additional qualification section how many years of teaching they would like each applicant to have, and sometimes they'll even include the type of teaching that they would count towards however many years of experience they're looking for. And as I've already been saying, and you'll hear me throughout, if you have any questions about the award requirements or are unsure of your eligibility, feel free to send a copy of your CV to the appropriate program staff person listed within that award so that we can respond to you and we can help you kind of navigate that process. If you're a Fulbright Scholar alum, you are eligible to apply again. You're eligible to apply once it has been 2 years past your grant period end date. So Fulbright is constantly trying to change and be more accommodating to scholars and professionals here in the U.S. And so some of the ways that we are doing that is to offer a flex option. So flex isn't available in every country, and it's only for specific awards. However, there are 60-plus awards that offer this flex option, and it's designed for scholars who require multiple visits to the host country over short segments. And so you must include plans for your flex in your project statement, and you'll see whether the award in particular you're interested in is flex option available, because you'll see within those award details. And later on, I will navigate to the catalog and kind of show you where you can pinpoint all of these important areas within the catalog. Flex grantees are especially encouraged to make contact with the local community and developing those long-term connections and collaborations, even though you are there on a shorter period of time. And then we also offer multi-country awards. And so these include regional research programs that are available in Sub-Saharan Africa, Middle East and North Africa, South and Central Asia, and the ASEAN region. And then we also have specific awards available that are designed to be in multiple countries, such as the Cross-Strait Studies Award, which is between China and Taiwan. The Fulbright Carlos Rico Award for North American Studies is Canada and Mexico. And the Fulbright Schumann European Union Affairs and Austrian-Hungarian Research Awards are also available. And then we have the Global Scholar Award opportunity. So this is for those who are interested in a research topic that benefits from a global perspective. So your project must include at least two separate world regions, usually in 2 to 3 different countries. And then these are going to be 2 to 3 segments over as many as 2 years. So similar to the flex option, it's kind of shorter segments over a longer period of time, because you will be bouncing between different countries. And so for the Global Scholar Award, as it should require a global perspective, your project, then you'll also have to specify why each country and what will be accomplished and when exactly each country segment is planned. So you'll provide a timeline within your application. Okay, so what does an application consist of? So we'll collect basic biographical information within the application form. And then there's a project statement, which is really the main part or the main component of your application, in that this is your proposal where you'll outline what you hope to do while on this grant opportunity. And I'll go into a bit more detail about the project statement specifically on the next slide. You'll upload a CV or resume, which you will want to tailor to your award, as it should be no more than 6 pages, or if you're applying to a Distinguished Chair Award, then no more than 8. You'll register 3 references who will then submit letters of reference on your behalf. If you're applying for a teaching or a teaching research grant activity, then one of the reference letters must address your teaching and come from someone who can speak to your teaching abilities. And then depending on the type of grant activity or the award in particular, you might be asked to submit a syllabi, select bibliography, language proficiency report, a letter of invitation, or supplemental materials if you're applying in a creative arts discipline. So as I mentioned before, the project statement is going to be the bulk of your application. And this is your opportunity to lay out your proposed project specifics in as much detail as possible. You will want to address questions that the reviewers may have, such as why Fulbright and why this particular country or institution or organization. So within the project statement, you'll want to focus on what you plan to do, the specific courses you plan to teach or the methods and goals of your research, how you will get the end results that you're seeking through this opportunity. It should all be pretty laid out within your project statement. Additionally, you will want to address outcomes from the grant, what potential impact this will have on your host and your home institution, as well as you, both personally and professionally. And some other kind of larger questions to be asked, or answered rather, in this project statement are, you know, how adaptable are you? How well will you deal with challenging situations? Adaptability, flexibility, these are traits that reviewers look for, as they tend to be necessary when you travel abroad and are, you know, put in situations that you might be unfamiliar to you. So any way you can get that across in your application is great. So as I mentioned, awards do vary in their letter of invitation requirement. For some, it is needed in order to apply. Others, it is preferred or strongly preferred. Many awards will list the types of affiliations which are appropriate, and some awards actually take it a step further and include contact information for specific institutions in the country to reach out to directly in order to discuss your project and to receive this letter. So if it's not listed and you're free to identify your own host institution, then there are several routes you can kind of go with this. Some applicants begin by reaching out to the head of a relevant department, but we also encourage applicants to contact specific professors or researchers with interests similar to their own. So it does involve some, you know, research and searching on Google or what have you to identify an in-country researcher or potential collaborator. Then when reaching out to foreign universities for the first time, we generally suggest that scholars send a copy of their CV and a brief description of the grant activities that they hope to pursue. And if your contacts agree that there's a match and a need on their end, then you may request a letter of invitation to include with your application. So a note about the letter of invitation, there's not a set template for these letters, but we do recommend that the host outline the activities for which you are invited, the period of time for which you are invited, and the description of their interest in your project and how it will benefit their institution. The letter should be addressed to you, and it should come from the person with appropriate authority at the host institution to provide you with an invitation. So usually this is a dean or department chair who has, you know, again, the authority to offer these resources to you. In addition to reviewing the university websites, you may also find it helpful to survey the work of past Fulbrighters. We have the Fulbright Scholar Directory posted on our website, and this page allows you to search for program alumni by grant year, host country, host institution, and discipline. So that can be helpful when you're trying to see, you know, what institutions in country have hosted scholars in the past and are familiar with the Fulbright program. All right, so awards in political science and public administration. There are often two approaches to, of course there are more, but two common approaches to the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program. It might be the case that you already know the country in which you're interested in teaching or conducting research in, or it might be that you're open to any country and or world region, in which case you're going to want to identify awards that seek your discipline and your expertise. So there are currently over 125 awards in the catalog of awards in which political science and or public administration are listed as preferred disciplines. Additionally, if there is an all disciplines award open which doesn't list your discipline as preferred, you are of course still welcome to apply. And on that note, there are all discipline awards in which they don't list any preferred disciplines. And that really means that they are seeking project proposals in any and all disciplines and fields of study. So don't be deterred if your discipline isn't listed. We just like to highlight the opportunities in which they're seeking particular applicants within these disciplines. So over the coming slides, we'll highlight the various awards offered across world regions to give you a sense of the options available. But of course, we're not going to detail all of them, as this would not be a very exciting webinar to listen to. So the awards catalog is not an a la carte menu. Each country has its own offerings, and so I would strongly encourage you to read the award descriptions carefully as you proceed to find the best fit for your project. And as I mentioned, I'll demonstrate searching within that catalog of awards a bit later on. So the Fulbright Program to Sub-Saharan Africa is one that offers immense opportunity to have a deep and lasting impact with communities there. For grantees to Africa, the hope is that they would not only teach or conduct research, but also work with their counterparts in order to shape programs or advise or otherwise develop meaningful ties with faculty and students while in country. There's a huge need for teaching in the region, so many of the awards available are for either teaching only or a combined teaching research opportunity. And Sub-Saharan Africa in particular offers 13 awards in which political science and or public administration are preferred disciplines. So here are some highlights of those awards. And the award to Cameroon, while this award is open to all disciplines, political science is a field of interest to Cameroonian universities. So propose to teach or teach and conduct research for 10 months at any of the participating universities listed within the additional comments section of the award requirements. In Cameroon, undergraduate classes are large in public schools. Advanced and graduate level classes tend to be smaller. So submitting a letter of invitation from the host institution is not required at the application stage for this particular award. However, a letter of invitation is required to obtain a visa for Cameroon. So if you are applying, I would encourage you to start seeking that letter as soon as possible. Also, having it for the application, while it's not required, it helps reviewers see kind of the feasibility of the project you're outlining. And so applicants are advised to correspond with potential host institutions as well to determine if their specializations fit into existing programs. And so that can also be a jumping off point to get that letter of invitation. So for the award to Mozambique, public administration is one of six disciplines that the Agriculture, Business Administration, Information Technology, Economics, or Public Administration Award is seeking projects for. It's a combined teaching research opportunity. All teaching will be in Portuguese, and language proficiency is required for this award. Grantees will contribute to curriculum development and conduct research in their area of specialization. Additionally, they are strongly encouraged to assist in facilitating linkages between campus community and the public and private sectors in order to develop internships and mentorships that can lead to job creation and capacity building. For the award to Nigeria, applications are especially encouraged in political science. Teach undergraduate or graduate courses in any discipline taught at participating host institutions for 6 to 10 months while on this opportunity. Assist with advising students and help them in your area of research techniques. Develop course and training materials. Supervise theses and dissertations. For the All Disciplines Award to Nigeria, scholars may also conduct research in their area of specialization. All teaching will be in English, and a letter of invitation is required. So the 6 to 10 month grant to Sierra Leone is to teach undergraduate and graduate courses in a wide range of disciplines, including the humanities, social sciences, natural and physical sciences, and business and communications. Supervise student theses and collaborate with faculty on research and program development. Scholars with a PhD in 2 or more years of university teaching experience are preferred, and prior experience in developing countries is strongly preferred. Scholars must be prepared to live and work in a developing country with minimal infrastructure. And so students do not have ready access to books or the internet. So these are things to think about when you're compiling your application components and speaking to the feasibility and your understanding of the country in which you're applying. So the Fulbright program to the East Asia and Pacific region spans a tremendous area of the world, from the physical geography of the region to the history and culture. There are opportunities for teaching and research at world-renowned institutions, as well as in remote places where you could be the first or only Fulbrighter at your host institution. In addition to the stipends provided, grantees in the East Asia and Pacific region will have the opportunity to apply to the Fulbright Regional Travel Program once in country during their grant period. These funds would support short-term, 3 to 14 days travel to other countries in the EAP region for activities such as lectures, workshops, graduate or faculty seminars, master classes or recitals, curricular advising, or panel presentations. And so this is a great kind of supplemental opportunity to connect with other researchers within this world region. There are over 25 awards in the political science and public administration disciplines for this region as well. So for Australia, Flinders University and Carnegie Mellon University Australia are partnering in presenting this Distinguished Chair in Applied Public Policy Award. While at Carnegie Mellon University Australia, the selected Distinguished Chair will host guest lectures and teach many courses in addition to their research. This increased opportunity for impact and cross-cultural collaboration presents a unique opportunity to candidates. This award is open to a variety of disciplines, and particularly applications must focus on a significant current applied public policy issue at an international and or national policy level. Contact information is provided for each university within the award requirements tab, and the award is open to professionals outside of academia as well. Only one letter of invitation from either Flinders University or Carnegie Mellon University Australia is required with your application. The Japan Study of the U.S. Award allows scholars to teach undergraduate and or graduate courses relating to the American experience in their field of specialization for 5 or 10 months. Grantees often teach similar courses at two different institutions per semester, so this can really give you a feel for higher education in Japan. Projects in both political science and public administration are particularly sought for this award. Applicants must hold a relevant terminal degree and should not seek a letter of invitation, as the Commission in Japan will arrange placements. And a note for this award is that all teaching will be in English. And oftentimes that is the case for awards, at least in the East Asia and Pacific region, is that for teaching opportunities, oftentimes teaching is in English. Of course, it depends on the award in particular, but just a note for the region as a whole. For the Philippines Award, you have the opportunity to conduct research on topics relevant to contemporary issues that affect U.S.-Philippine relations for 3 to 4 months at any appropriate institution within the Philippines. Grantees may be invited to give lectures at nearby Philippine institutions during their grant period. Political science is a preferred discipline, and within that, projects that fall within the specializations of democracy, diplomacy, and international relations are especially sought. And then we have the Cross-Strait Studies Research Program Award, which I mentioned earlier. It's a multi-country award opportunity to China and Taiwan. And this is an opportunity to conduct research in your area of specialization on an issue concerning the relationships between mainland China and Taiwan. So projects generally focus on contemporary topics, and applicants must demonstrate in the project statement why residency in both Taiwan and China is necessary for their work. And you also have the opportunity to conduct short-term research in Hong Kong as well. Applications are particularly sought in comparative politics, dispute settlement, diplomacy, and public policy. So Europe and Eurasia is the largest regional program within the Fulbright Scholar Program, with unique awards spanning from Iceland to Azerbaijan. A Fulbright grant in Europe and Eurasia will enable you to contribute to the rapidly changing landscape of higher education and gain a deep understanding of societies and cultures in the host countries. For Europe and Eurasia, there are over 60 awards which identify political science and/or public administration as a preferred discipline. So the Belgium Award is a unique award that allows U.S. candidates to delve deeper into NATO security issues while experiencing the subject matter firsthand through living and working in another cultural community. The grant is for 5 months, and a PhD is required. The scholar will spend one semester researching and teaching on transatlantic security studies at the College of Europe, the Brussels office of the German Marshall Fund, or European University or think tank. The scholar will receive administrative support from the local Fulbright office and will be invited to attend the Belgian Fulbright Commission's annual EU-NATO seminar, which offers an opportunity to visit NATO headquarters. So for Macedonia, there are two grants available for this teaching or teaching research opportunity, and preferred specializations include rule of law and judiciary reform, or any area under rule of law, business, media and journalism, and civil society, or any area under civil society. Applicants will find contact information for potential host university affiliations throughout the country, which is definitely a helpful resource when requesting a letter of invitation and when writing your project statement, because they can give you on-the-ground insight into the needs and priorities of the hosts in country. For the Ukraine Award, with this teaching or teaching research opportunity, applicants will have the option to affiliate with not just the university, but also NGOs or government agencies in public administration. Preference will be given to projects in the humanities and social sciences, especially projects that assist in building civil society or educational, economic, political, and legal reform in Ukraine, as well as subjects related to the United States. A PhD is required for this award, however. The award is open to academics and appropriately qualified professionals. So for the United Kingdom Award, this is an opportunity for ranked professors to conduct teaching and research for 3 months at Pembroke College, University of Oxford. The Fulbright visiting professor will be supported in providing this program by a research allowance and research assistance from the Department of Politics and International Relations. Accommodation in the Fulbright suite and meals will be provided by Pembroke College, which will also confer the title of visiting fellow. The Department of Politics and International Relations will contribute £1,000 of support for research expenses to cover a three-month period and will provide up to 30 hours of logistical support. So the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program to the Middle East and North Africa, MENA, offers unique opportunities for scholars to immerse themselves in one of the most dynamic cultural and social landscapes in the world. In addition to the four awards listed here with a preference, which have a preference for political science or public administration projects, there are 14 all disciplines awards in which you could also apply. So don't be deterred by only seeing four listed here. So for the Egypt Award at American University in Cairo, teach for approximately 12 hours per week, conduct research full-time, or teach for approximately 6 hours weekly and conduct research as well for one semester or two at the School of Humanities and Social Science or the School of Global Affairs and Public Policy at the American University of Cairo. For this award, all teaching will be in English. For the Kuwait Award, teach or lecture specific courses, conduct research in your area of specialization, and advise faculty on curriculum development and program design. The U.S. Post in Kuwait will also provide opportunities for the awardee to take part in the internal speaker program, where you can talk about higher education and benefits of studying in the United States. Applications in American studies, history, and political processes are particularly sought. For the Palestinian Territories Award, you may teach courses, conduct research, or do a combination of both. And specific courses are to be determined through consultation between the scholar and the host institution. So that's where you'll want to get that host institution insider information to see what they're needing from a visiting professor. Teaching applicants should describe the proposed courses once you all have decided on them. And research applicants must include a detailed plan of research or collaboration with local colleagues, including any resources that are going to be employed while on the grant. And the Cutter All Disciplines Award allows the opportunity to teach undergraduate courses and participate in student advising, faculty training, and curriculum development at Cutter University for 5 or 10 months. Political science projects are particularly sought. Additional proficiency in Arabic is preferred, and it's recommended for teaching in certain disciplines, in the social sciences and humanities especially. A letter of invitation is strongly preferred, and the award offers 2 points of contact at the university within the award requirements tab to discuss your project and obtain the letter. So South and Central Asia is a dynamic, rich, and diverse region balancing a respect for traditions with increasing engagement in an interconnected world. This region ranges from the vast steppes and rugged mountains of Central Asia to the deserts and tropics of South Asia. For the South and Central Asia region, there are 7 awards in which political science or public administration are preferred. To start us off in India, come teach and research in the world's largest democracy and South Asia's biggest economy. There are several grants available to teach and research in India, where English is the language of higher education and research. A PhD is not required, and a letter of invitation from a host institution is optional, but it would help if you identify a potential host in India before the application process. Grants are 4 to 9 months in length, and the flex option is available for this award. For more senior scholars with significant teaching and research experience, they also offer the Fulbright Nehru Distinguished Chair Award, which just might be a better fit. And it is also open to all disciplines. And for that opportunity, scholars may teach or do a combination of teaching and research for 4 months, with the focus of the award on assisting in advising curriculum development and advising senior students. So for the award to Kazakhstan, this is a wonderful opportunity to make an impact in a country that is eager to host American scholars and professionals. For the teaching and research option, the ratio of these activities should be 50-50. And so you might see on other awards they don't explicitly state what that breakdown should look like, and that is simply because it's dependent on the host institution that you've identified. So, but for the All Disciplines Award to Kazakhstan, though a letter of invitation from a host institution is optional, the award details do include information and assistance on developing contacts in-country. So there's additional resources right within that award information section. And then we have the Multiple Disciplines Award to Turkmenistan. Teach undergraduate courses in your area of expertise. There will also be opportunities for several guest lectures at other universities, including regional universities. Because of local regulations, obtaining class schedules and curricula before the grant start is not always possible. So while the Public Affairs section of the U.S. Embassy will make every effort to obtain this information from the university beforehand, it is more likely that the teaching assignment will be arranged after your arrival in country. So this is where scholars are especially asked to have flexibility when it comes to the academic environment in Turkmenistan and to be ready and willing to hit the ground running once they arrive. And so for this award, a letter of invitation should not be sought. And lastly, the United States is linked to the countries of the Western Hemisphere by physical proximity, shared values, and vast cultural, commercial, and demographic ties. There are 20 awards available in the Western Hemisphere, which are seeking projects, especially in political science or public administration disciplines. So Brazil offers the Fulbright Distinguished Chair in Public Policy at the School of Innovation and Public Policy at the Joaquim Nabuco Foundation. And this 4-month grant gives the opportunity to conduct research or a combination of teaching and research at the Joaquim Nabuco Foundation in Recife. Preferred disciplines include economics, political science, public administration, and education. The Distinguished Chair Award in Brazil to in international relations at the University of Sao Paulo is a four-month grant opportunity in which you will be hosted at the Institute of International Relations at the University of Sao Paulo. So no candidate is expected to apply no earlier than 10 years after having obtained his or her PhD degree. And so this is because this is kind of a different level of an award. It's a distinguished chair. Because IRI currently aims at establishing itself within the area of North American studies, preference will be given to candidates with ample knowledge of U.S. economics, history, law, politics, and society, as well as international relations. The Canada Fulbright Distinguished Research Chair at Carleton University offers a wide variety of specializations for this nine-month teaching, combined teaching research award. And so these include political economy, privacy, ethics, intellectual property, net neutrality, artificial intelligence, big data, health policy, smart cities, and competition policy. A letter of invitation is not required for this award. And the Mexico Social Sciences and Humanities Award is a 3 to 9 month grant that offers the opportunity to teach at the university level and or engage in collaborative research in your area of specialization. Scholars may consult on curriculum, program and faculty development, and conduct seminars and workshops as well once in country. So as with all of these awards that we've highlighted today, you will want to thoroughly look over the details in the catalog just to ensure your eligibility requirements for the specific award and to get a real feel for whether your project proposal makes sense for the award. And of course, again, if you have any questions at any time, please do feel free to reach out to the appropriate program staff listed within that award. Okay, so how will your application be competitive? We recommend that you keep that larger Fulbright mission of promoting mutual understanding in mind as you craft your application components. This is the overarching goal of the program, and it is definitely not lost on reviewers and posts and commissions abroad when they are selecting finalists. Some other things to keep in mind are, why are you interested in conducting this project in the selected host country that you've identified? What will this do for you and for your home institution? Also your host institution, right? As I mentioned before, even if a letter of invitation is optional, it can be helpful to kind of get a feel for a host institution directly about their needs and their interest in courses they're hoping you to teach or what have you. So what expertise and skills can you offer them? And along the same lines, then, where is this exchange of knowledge and experience shown in your project and within your application? Additionally, as I mentioned, you will want to articulate your flexibility and adaptability, as well as how will you make for a great unofficial U.S. cultural ambassador. You are going abroad and representing the U.S., and so reviewers want to ensure that you will be a good fit for that. And this is purely based on your application components, right? So within each piece of it, you want to be able to have that come across. And almost as important as what you are going to do once you are in country are going to be the long-lasting outcomes and impacts that you hope this project will have for your professional development, for your home campus, and potential future collaborators and relationships, as well as perhaps internationalizing your campus and curriculum once you return to the U.S. So to go over the timeline and the process of this application and selection period, typically in August, once applications have been received, IIE staff at my organization conduct a technical review process to ensure that all required components of the application are accounted for. And then it moves on to a two-step review process in the U.S. So the first is a discipline peer review committee, which reviews applications and makes comments from a discipline-specific perspective. And then their comments and your application moves on to the regional peer review committee for consideration. And so regional peer review committees are made up of people who have in-country experience and who are then looking through the applications against the review criteria that we have posted on our website. So I strongly encourage you all to take a look at that review criteria and have colleagues and peers review it against your application before you submit so that you can get some feedback and see if any outlying questions come about that maybe could be addressed within your application. And then once the peer review and recommendations are made, those applications which are recommended will go overseas to our colleagues abroad for selection. And so what I will note here is that grantees are notified on a rolling basis. As you can see, it's a large window of time, so everyone does not find out at the same time regarding those final selections. And this is usually done by country. So it's possible that your colleague who applied to Japan will be notified in March, yet it's May and you still don't know about your France application. And so this is where we ask that your patience and adaptability already kind of come into play and are in effect as notifications are finalized and released during this process. We understand it's a lengthy kind of timeline, but we appreciate your patience throughout. It's a lot of moving pieces. And so I've been referring to resources on the website throughout this presentation. And I strongly encourage you all to visit our website and take a look at these resources. As I mentioned in the overview of the process timeline just now, the peer review committee uses this review criteria, which is available online, and I'll navigate to it in a few minutes. And so you'll want to make sure that your application addresses these kind of checklist type items that reviewers are looking for. Additionally, I'd recommend looking at the specific project statement guidance and broader application guideline resources online as well. And if you haven't already, do sign up for My Fulbright, in which you can register your interests and receive relevant information about awards within a region of interest or discipline of interest, as well as webinar invitations for future webinars that can be useful as you work through the application process. So I'm going to take a pause right now just to navigate to the website, as I was mentioning, wanting to share a few online resources. So you're on the homepage, which is CIES.org, and I'm going to navigate to the review criteria. So you can go into CORE here, and then you'll see right down here a link to the review criteria. And so these are kind of the checklist type items I was mentioning that reviewers are looking for, you know, quality and feasibility, outcomes, impact, need for residents, so on and so forth. And we do break them out based on the type of grant activity you are applying for. And so also when you go to the application tab here, you can go into application guidelines. And I definitely recommend kind of this as your starting point. Once you identify the type of activity you want to apply to, we have a whole kind of checklist for the components that are required for your application to be complete, along with page and formatting requirements as well. So this will just, if you guys can address these kind of technical requirements, that'll just make for a speedier technical review on IIE's front. And so within these, you can also link to guidance for project statements, where we kind of include questions that we hope you will answer, as well as some other resources, such as developing contacts abroad with a quick little video on our recommendations for that. So our website has a lot of online resources, and they can be kind of hidden, but do take the time to go through, as they're just chock full of information. And so, again, I just wanted to go through the catalog of awards quickly. So if you have a particular region you're interested in, you can select that from the start here. So we can do East Asia and Pacific. And then if you're like, okay, I'm a professional, I can only apply to those awards, you would go down to professional profile and seek the awards in which academics as well as appropriately qualified professionals are eligible. And then that brings it down to 32. But this is a good starting point. And you can further filter as you see fit by discipline, grant length, if you know you can only be away for a certain period of time, and also degree requirements. And, of course, the type of activity, if you know you only want a teaching-only opportunity. All right, so just bear with me a moment as I take a look at your questions. Feel free to continue writing them in. And, yeah, just bear with me one moment. Okay. So we have a question regarding applicants to East Asia and the Pacific. So there are two, it appears that there are two options for research, ASEAN and Cross Straits. Should I apply to Cross Straits if I plan to apply for a Fulbright in Singapore? So we actually do offer an opportunity to Singapore, and Singapore only. For ASEAN and Cross Straits, those are regional awards in which you would be required to your project would be required to have a purpose for you being in country in multiple countries. So if you're hoping to only conduct research in Singapore, then I would encourage you to take a look at the, I can navigate to it right now, but the Singapore All Disciplines Award, which is right within the catalog. And we have an All Disciplines, which allows for a research-only grant activity as well. Great. Bear with me again as I go through these. Okay, is it possible to submit two applications for separate projects? So no, great question, but unfortunately you will have to identify the most appropriate award to apply to, as for each competition cycle you can only apply to one award. Okay. And let's see, we have another question about the syllabi. So how detailed should the syllabi be for teaching awards, and how many syllabi do you recommend submitting? So I can go ahead and navigate to, we do offer some guidance on syllabi within the application guidelines. So if you go back to application guidelines, teaching awards, you will see here our guidance. And so these are going to be 2 to 3. They can be sample syllabi. They don't necessarily need to be the courses you are proposing to teach while in country. Of course, if you're applying to an award in which a letter of invitation should be sought and you've already kind of established that communication with your host institution, then you may want to include at least one sample syllabi for the course you're proposing. But the other syllabi can simply be syllabi you've used in previous courses here in the U.S., and you'll just really have to kind of tailor them to this application. So by tailor, I mean there is a 10-page maximum for all potentially 3 syllabi. So the 2 to 3 course syllabi need to be merged into one file, and that one file may not exceed 10 pages total. And so, again, you can see that information here on our website regarding that guidance. Okay, so we received a question about the countries that we chose to discuss today. So on their potential for awards or competitiveness. So for the overall program, based on the Fulbright Foreign Scholarship Board policies, we can't speak to the competitiveness of each award. And so the award highlights that I provided today are regional, but I pulled out awards in which political science or public administration are particularly sought disciplines. And so there's a need or an interest expressed by the post and commission for projects within those disciplines. And so that's why they were highlighted today. So I can't speak to the competitiveness. Really what you'll want to think about is how what country makes the most sense for your project. If you already have longer lasting connections and collaborations, that can be one way to kind of navigate to that that award in particular. Otherwise, it could just be based on the award itself. If it's looking for a particular area of expertise that you are able to speak to and have expertise to teach on or conduct research in, then that's why those are going to be the best fit. Okay. And so we received another question here. Can you speak more to awards for professionals, professional applicants, specifically applicants without PhDs but 10 plus years of experience? So I would encourage you to, as I kind of demonstrated with the catalog of awards earlier, you can filter for all of these things, right? So you'll go into the professional profile, go to academics appropriately qualified professionals as well, and then you can select PhD or other terminal degree not required, and you can search for awards just right off the bat, and you'll see 88 in which your profile fits the bill. And then I would encourage you to kind of narrow it down a bit further depending on the type of grant activity you are hoping to do in country or your discipline, right, your area of study. So that can be a good way to narrow it down. So pretty much not all awards are open to professionals outside of academia. However, there are a fair amount that are. And similarly, with the PhD or other terminal degree requirement, as you can see from the search, there are ample opportunities for you as well. Okay, so I don't see any new questions coming in, but I'll hang on the line for a bit longer. Please do write in any inquiries you may have. Okay. Okay, so we received another inquiry. As an arts administration professor, am I able to apply for a Fulbright under the public administration discipline? So this is a great question, and honestly, the answer is going to be a large it depends. And that is because, as you've kind of seen, just in the highlights of each award and within the catalog itself, each award does offer or does have their own award-specific requirements. So I would ask that you kind of take a look, narrow down your search perhaps to a few awards, and then contact the appropriate program staff. Oh, and I can show you, I don't know that I did before, but all the appropriate program staff will be posted right on the right-hand side within the catalog award details. And so this is where you can find our phone number and our email address as well. And then just a quick note as well, I was mentioning some places in which they said letter of invitation or contacts for the letter of invitation are listed under the award requirements, and so that'll be within this tab inside that same award. I don't think this award in particular, oh, here, this award does offer a point of contact. And so, again, similar to the overall website, the program website, these award details and descriptions offer a lot of information, and I can just kind of take some time to really go through it and look for that info in particular you're looking for. Okay, so we received an inquiry about places that are looking for more critical political science and public administration, such as like feminist work. So, again, I might ask that you take a look within the catalog. You can search even within, not within that discipline field here, because I know you don't have all the options there, but you can search keywords as well. And so, for example, if you're searching like women's studies, you can search the whole women's studies. That should pop out. Well, so Vietnam is one option, but you can really play around with how this, and you'll see within that specialization, different types of project specializations they're looking for. And so the keyword search here can also be really useful if you're searching for specific things. I don't know that any awards will have feminists, but kind of play around on that front to see what awards are particularly available. Okay, so I'm not getting any other questions coming in. And I know we are coming up on the 3 o'clock hour. So I think I'm going to finish here. I just want to end on our slide to show that you can connect with us, obviously through our phone numbers or our emails. But if you have a question about the program, but it's not pertaining to a specific award or country or region, then do email us at scholars@iie.org. Our team can then get you in touch with the regional lead if you then realize you have a question that pertains to a particular region, or they can just address your kind of more general program questions, such as references or application components. We also have a refer your colleagues link here. And this slide and this PowerPoint is being recorded, and it will be posted on our website. And so the refer your colleagues link is really useful if you're not thinking that this is the current competition cycle for you. However, you have a colleague who might be a great fit for perhaps one of the awards we were discussing. And it's an opportunity for you to provide us with their information, and we'll follow up with them. But otherwise, I think we're good on the questions now. So I'm just going to say thank you all so much for joining. And again, yeah, this will be posted on our website within 3 to 5 business days. And we look forward to working with you. Take care.